invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us, to give us all a gift we don't deserve, that we can celebrate together communion, fellowship, relationship with the Father. That's a gift given to us. Eternal life is defined not by length, not by duration, but Jesus says in John 17, this is eternal life, that you know, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Eternal life is defined by relationship with God, a reconciled relationship brought into fellowship with God. That is life. I came that they might have life and life to the full. The thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. I came to restore life. Life in relationship with God. Are you today enjoying that relationship, that blood-bought relationship with the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord? If not, I'd invite you to believe. Jesus said, all that the Father has given to me will come to me. Whoever believes in me, I'll not cast out. Whoever believes, whoever looks to the Son and believes, has. Eternal life doesn't start after you die, and it's not a length, it's a relationship. Whoever believes in me, looks to the Son, has today, starting now, eternal life. You get to enjoy life connected with the God who loves you that much. So I'd invite you to simply believe. Say, I want to believe in not the Jesus I'm creating in my imagination, but the Jesus who's really there. Who really existed, who really, God from eternity, who became human to die in my place because I'm a wretch, I'm a sinner, I deserve hell, and I don't want what I deserve. And I don't want what Adam deserves, but I'd love to receive as a free gift what Jesus deserves. Because his Father absolutely loves him. And we can be in Jesus. We can be loved like that. Enjoy your relationship today. And if you don't have that, simply as a sinner, cry out to Jesus for mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, based on the finished work of Jesus on the cross. And he will, right now, right here, today, forgive your sins, wash you clean, make you new inside, put his Holy Spirit in you to begin to transform you from the inside out. Receive the gift. Celebrate the gift. That's what we're doing today. Is if you've received that gift, this is for you. To remember what it costs. Bread points to Jesus' body broken. Juice points to his blood poured out. Real human, tangible flesh and blood that was offered as a sacrifice for you so that you could enjoy a relationship with God today. Take that, hold it in your hand, reflect on the infinite cost that was paid and the amazing value of the gift that was given to you free of charge. There's nothing you can do to pay it off, earn it, deserve it. You simply have to receive it. Take God at his word and say, thank you. Thank you. Jesus, we're here to receive from you. You're the giver of every good thing. And we're here simply to say thank you. And to acknowledge, to recognize the infinite value of the gift that we've been given. We can't understand, we can't comprehend what it cost you to do what you did for me. But we say thank you, and we receive. So often kids don't understand how much it costs their parents to buy them a gift. But what their parents want is for them to enjoy the gift. So help us to enjoy today our blood-bought relationship with you. This is just a taste, a morsel. You prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. You invite us to a feast. And we enjoy this little foretaste today together with a small fraction of the body of Christ we look forward to. We long for that day when we're seated around your table with all the brothers and sisters. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Until that day, we remember and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean and make us new. Drink.